With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA has already allocated over $6 billion in payments under the Farmer Bridge Assistance Programs. Payment rates for specialty crops under the program are due in early April. I believe we'll have those payment rates in place by early next month, Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden said. We'll publish those payment rates as soon as we have them and then quickly get going on the payment part of it. He added that sugar beets, cotton, and rice are the commodities in the most financial distress because of their high production costs and trade issues. In fact, because of those issues, Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman recently said that he's calling for new federal aid to farmers in the wake of a spike in gasoline, diesel, and fertilizer prices that are driven by the military offensive against Iran. Bozeman said, "I think they're definitely going to need more assistance." The Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly flash report said the sales of all tractors during February in the U.S. were down 12% from the same month in 2025. During February, a total of 9,084 tractors were sold, which compares to 11,100 sold during the same month in 2025. For the month, two-wheel drive smaller tractors under 40 horsepower were down 11% from a year ago, while 40 and under 100 horsepower sales were down 9% from 2025. Sales of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors were down 26%, while four-wheel drive tractors were up 11%. Combine sales in February totaled 159, down 13% from last year. For the year, total tractor sales are down 9% from 2025. For the year, combine sales totaled 322 through February, which was up 15% from a year ago during the first 2 months. The Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for using the indexed product F10 antiseptic wound spray with insecticide for the prevention and treatment of infestations caused by New World screwworm. The treatment is approved for cattle, horses, species of hoof stock, raptors, and other wild birds, pet birds, and captive wild, exotic, and zoo mammals. F10 antiseptic wound spray with insecticide is indexed for use as a topical antiseptic for surface wounds to repel flies and to treat infestations due to fly strike in raptors, pet birds, captive small mammals, captive reptiles, and many more zoo mammals. The FDA report says that when the product is used under the conditions described in that authorization, the known and potential benefits of F10 antiseptic wound spray with insecticide outweigh the known and potential risks. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall offered a variety of solutions for increasing the demand for U.S.-grown agricultural goods during testimony before the Senate Ag Committee. He joined several other agricultural leaders to share priorities to address a structural imbalance that threatens both farmers, livelihoods, and food insecurity in the U.S. The solutions offered included authorizing year-round E15, modernizing farm labor programs, and establishing improved programs to enable schools and the military to purchase directly from local farms. When it comes to E15, Duvall said it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win-win, he said. It's a win for our consumers, a win for the farmer, and it's a win for Congress to make sure that you can do that for the consumer and for the farmer at the same time. Duvall also recently sent a letter to President Trump asking him to intervene to address the disruption of fertilizer shipments from the Middle East. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.